time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkins Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time to sound off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. If you got something to say, hit us up on that line. Leave a message. You may make it to the big show.
Mike, I love you, but I told you last year that the Sixers weren't going to beat the Celtics. You thought they were better than the Celtics, and then you came around and you saw it my way. I told you back when the Phillies lost to San Diego, they weren't going to make the playoffs. You thought the Phillies would make the playoffs, and then eventually you came around to my way of thinking. I told you in August, the Eagles at best would be 9-7. Maybe now you'll change your tune and come around to my way of thinking.
What I think you should do is immediately apply for a sports talk job. That's what I would do if I were you, because you obviously have a level of brilliance that no one else has.
Mike, you're absolutely right. I think Howie Roseman brought guys back this season, hoping that things would hold together till the end of the season, and then they can make some decisions. But this house of cards is falling apart faster than he expected. He's going to be able to walk away from a lot of contracts at the end of the season. Jason Peters, Sproles, Long, and even Brandon Graham. So we're going to see a really, really good draft this year. I hope we see a really good draft this year.
Bro, I got to be honest with you. The last thing on my mind is what they're going to do next year, all right? I'm in a live season right now, and I'm fretting about it.
I get that the most important position in football is the quarterback, and it's not as great, and it's not entertainment if the starting quarterback's not in there, because nobody wants to watch the backup quarterback. I totally get your argument on there. But when you get to a point that a grown man that runs a 4.5 40 can't hit him high, can't hit him low, and they have an exact small target that they have to hit him, but they can't put their weight on him, like, there's a fine line there, Mike, of impossible to tackle a quarterback versus not.
No, there isn't. You have plenty of room to hit him between the neck and the knee, right? I mean, that's plenty of human space to hit a guy.
Mike, I don't have time to call this show, but I got to leave you this message. I know what's wrong with this team, and you've pointed out several problems, but the true problem of this team is up front, okay? Switching players not being active. This O-line sucks, okay? Which causes Carson to have to freaking run around, and it causes Doug Peterson to cause more pass plays because this offensive line couldn't block anything.
They have underachieved so far this year. I will agree with you. Is it going to stay that way? Well, I don't know. Lane Johnson's going to be better. He's an all-pro player. The right side should be fine. The center, I'm a little worried about. I don't know what's going on with Jason Kelce. And now this Mickey Mouse thing where they're doing Sam Alu and Wisniewski, maybe neither of them are any good. And they're next to Peters, who's, you know, not the same and is going to get banged up every other. I hear you.
Mike, it never ceases to amaze me just how incredibly wrong you are all the time. There was nothing wrong with Cox's confrontation with Mills. In fact, that was a long time coming. That's called leadership. You've had nothing but issues with Cox ever since you were so wrong about him missing involuntary training camps and making such a fuss over that.
Yeah, I wasn't wrong then, and I'm not wrong now. And it's obviously you've never, ever, ever played a sport in your life, because if you did, you would know that you don't embarrass a teammate on the field to play in front of people.
All day long, I've listened to the show. You've been talking about this list of quarterbacks. Undisputable. Now you're on with Sal, and Sal says, well, I have this. Yeah, Marino is above Drew Brees because he plays pinball offense, he said. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Where did you hear me say, oh, yeah? You're just making up your own narrative. I don't agree with Sal. And I don't have to agree with Sal. And a lot of times I don't agree with Sal. And I certainly don't freaking agree with Sal when it comes to that. And did you hear me agree with Bart Starr in the top five?
No.
You better clean out your ears, son.
I'm hearing you guys say who stinks. The Eagles stink. I mean, you better say who they're going to be. I mean, the Eagles stink right now. But you guys keep saying who they're going to be. That's why any given Sunday, anything can happen. And the Eagles are not that good right now. So stop saying who stinks. The Eagles stink.
I said that, but the Giants stink worse. And the Eagles should win the game, hence their favorite on the road against the Giants.
Stop saying that 10 wins is what they need to win the division. Have you watched the rest of the NFC East lately? 9 wins will win the division. Get off this 10 thing. They don't need to go 8-3. They need to go 7-4, and the division is theirs.
Yeah, but so what? In 97, we're still talking about an inferior team. I'm trying to evaluate a team that can do something in the playoffs. They're defending Super Bowl champions, Cuts. Did I call them Cuts? I just cussed them.
I like when you cuss, dog. At least you didn't cheat.
I cussed them.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I like it.
That game was rigged. That game was rigged. No way in a million years was that a roughing the passer. I don't know where they came up with it, but that game was rigged.
I have no comment to that.
You know what? It does suck right now, Mike. But look at the bright side. We're not Raiders fans. We're not Giants fans. We're not Cowboys fans. Thank goodness we're not neither one of those teams.
Come on, man. That is the lamest rationale ever. That I'm supposed to be happy that we're not, we don't live in those cities? Come on, dude. Close down.
That's the best of the best today of summer.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.